Now, the shotgun start in golf is full of mathematics. There's a lot of setup work that we have to do in order to make a tournament work. So I'm going to demonstrate to you just exactly how we do a shotgun start here.
And here we go.
All right, all right, all right. Gentlemen, start your
greetings and welcome to a Friday edition of the Shotgun Start. It is April 26th. Andy, how we doing?
Brendan, I'm doing great. I am full of enthusiasm, hope, everything that you are full of when your team's picking first in just a mere matter of hours.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know where you go from here. I see Super Bowls in the future. I see All Pro. I'm listening to all of these draft experts. All of them say this is a no-brainer. I mean, this is a potential for a generational star. So what could possibly go wrong for my Chicago Bears?
I'm excited for you. As we record this on 5:30 Eastern Time Thursday, it's the last few hours before the dawn of an entirely new era of Chicago Bears football. The Caleb Williams. I'm excited. I'm excited for you. At least what you have is a bit of hope. And, excitement. We've gone through this, both you and I, many times over the last two decades, whether it's whoever. I'm embarrassed to say how excited I was walking out of the Johnny Manziel draft, the Browns took. At nothing else, you have hope and excitement and a bona fide elite quarterback prospect. So, I hope tonight is just a cause for celebration. But what I got to say, though, not to like, I know there's some, the universe always levels out. What's with the stadium plans with the Bears? I got to say, I saw those going around, these flyovers and these renderings and all this stuff. And it really turned me off. I have no skin in the game. But what are we doing? Soldier Field. It's a historic venue. An advantage from the using the elements. I feel like these owners are just putting these municipalities over a barrel and like the PGA Tour shitting on history, as you would say. It looks like the Raiders Stadium with the dome, the seal. They all look the same.
It's not good. All right. The whole stadium situation's not good. I saw this account, this Twitter account. I forgot who it is, as I always do. But they just like pointed out all the shortcomings. Like, okay, this is not the worst idea, but like, why not add public transportation infrastructure? Why not get the seating capacity up to 70,000 so you could host a Super Bowl? They pointed out all these things. I mean, the organization's terrible. We're a city full of bad organizations. I don't know if you paid attention to what's going on with the White Sox. They might win 20 games this year.
It looks like, yeah. Yeah.
They've been shut out.
Best record in baseball.
They've been shut out something like 10 or 11 times, this season.
Yikes. Mark, I saw they were like 3-14 or something at one point. So I don't know what they are now.
The Bears are maybe one of the worst run football organizations. Maybe the worst. And somehow in Chicago sports, they're probably the second best organization of the major sports. Not great.
We've lost our Wi-Fi connection here.
Again. Oh no. Again? I tried to do some mitigation here.
It might be my side, but the good news is we can't tell now anymore because you're getting jammed now with your side. I think I just lost. It might have been on my end. But
I think it was. We're terrible. We have horrible ownership. We have horrible front offices. We don't need to talk about Chicago sports anymore. Don't try and bring me down.
I'm not. It's a whole trend. I want to just say, cover your ears. It's a fucking disgrace what they're doing to places like Buffalo, the Browns. Like, these are teams with a little bit of history, character, and you just want to make everyone into these, you know, expansion franchises. Embrace the history and character of these franchises, like the Bears. The Browns owner is holding the city over a barrel. Like, what are we doing? Why do you want to make every stadium look like a spaceship and make it retractable? I would think, you know, as someone who cherishes history and, you know, a little bit of architectural character to a stadium, I just was really turned off by seeing the Bears, those renderings. But I am excited for Caleb Williams.
They already put a spaceship on top of it.
Well, I know. They just did that. Why do we have to do something again?
You can't go to the bathroom either. The bathrooms are a disaster. It got brought up. It got brought up in the press conference. It's a la Jon Rahm. Kevin Warren, the president of the Bears, who lays in bed for two hours, calls it work. Not sleeping in. He wakes up and then lays in bed for an additional hour or two. That's what I call hitting the snooze button. But he brought up one of the things they hope to usher in is the ability to go to the bathroom in his press conference.
Well, I think everybody, as Thorbjørn Olesen, has the ability to do it. It's just about where you do it, as the Olesen can attest to. But yeah, that's a big problem Browns had once. You remember Kenny Chesney concert, the pipes burst, and everybody was kind of walking around in sewage listening to Kenny Chesney. That's a tough scene. You got to make sure that's up to speed, up to code. All right, let's get to it.
Can we do Conspiracy Theory Friday?
Oh, yeah. I want
to
give it to
me. You have a conspiracy theory.
So you want to talk about disgraces, not just these stadium plans. It is an absolute disgrace. Disgrace. An embarrassment. The data lake and all these other things they got going on the other side of the moat. They have zero public facing shot tracker details, play by play in a 2-man event. You don't know which guy made what shot, made what birdie, how he got there, what happened. It's 2024. We might as well be Russ Cochran playing with Bob Charles in 1984. That's about the level of info that we have right
now. They had it last year too. It went backwards.
I think this is a thumb on the scale, absolute, just putting up a brick wall for public consumption after we kind of took a look under the hood at what was going on with Paresh Amin, the John Daly's and David Duvall's, you know, 191 yards off the tee, 275 left, and they knew they had Russ Cochran coming down the pike, and they jammed us. It's a disgrace.
I think the Bob Charles, hitting the Bob Charles 1936. I think when I was going back to cut out that little clip that we put on social, I think the thing that was obscured was our listener supported testimony to how far his drives were flying. What was it, 230?
Oh, yeah, 230. Yeah,
I think that got obscured.
Yeah, we were getting Russ Cochran facts. As of like today, we have this moment of drama and intrigue because they make an ace. Cole Cochran make an ace, but we don't know who made the ace. It's 2024. Not only do we have Russ Cochran playing in PGA Tour events for FedEx Cup points, but we don't have any kind of shot tracker, any kind of data, any kind of play by play. It's so beyond, and they have it, Andy. They have it. I don't want to hear this bullshit rationalizations. I saw Josh Carpenter, our friend at the Sports Business Journal, tweeting about, oh, they got the data. They're just testing it behind the scenes. Put it out there. Put some, like, you know, I think we criticize the PGA Tour website a little bit too much, maybe. But this is one that is hard-earned. It's a complete disgrace that you have no data, nothing. It's a completely useless. I saw Nathan Hubbard.
They're giving out 500 FedEx Cup points. When you give out 500 FedEx Cup points, you better give a shot tracker.
You know what? I am kind of happy they didn't have it because I'll always have those 5 minutes of thinking that it was maybe Cochran that got the ace and not Eric Cole. We would soon learn via highlight, not by play-by-play, that it was Eric Cole that got the ace. I just want to read a tweet from Nathan Hubbard, whose brother plays Just an all-time horrendous Tourcast week. No shot detail, no shot link, scores entered in at different times for different holes. Why even do this event as something unique if we don't care enough to make it accessible? Like, can Rory McIlroy code? Can he code the new website? Why even do it unique? Why even have a two-man event? We're back at the 1984 shootout with Bob Charles. Anyways, I think it's a conspiracy because they were worried about people making fun of some of their longstanding members, you know, the 600 start types. And that's not what we would use this data for. I would just like to know who's doing what, who made an ace, and we can't access any of that. So, conspiracy corner.
Conspiracy that's corner.
What else you got? Where else do you want to go? Should we do walk-up music?
Here's my question. Do you want to do walk-up music now and then news? Or do you want to do news? Do you want to talk about player equity grants and then do the walk-up music? I feel like we just do the walk-up music and then we'll talk about... Oh, we have to talk about Liv, too.
Well, I've got Liv Adelaide. Bugs. I've got the Bagel Boys zone. Sure, sure. Let's do player equity grants.
Wait, you want to do that now?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk.
Because I don't think that's long. Can I just say, like, I get it. This is my job. I cover this stuff. I talk about it. I inform myself. I got to the point where this came out. I was like, you know what? I just don't give a shit about any of this anymore. Tell me what, like, I don't care. I'm not sure I even want to investigate it any further. I was driving around this morning, and I decided to put on local radio, DC radio, because I want to hear what the commanders are going to do at number two and all this, getting the local flavor. And they
I'll
brought
tell
it
you
up.
What the commanders aren't doing. They aren't getting Caleb.
The hometown kid, Caleb Williams. And they started talking. So this penetrated the larger general sports discourse. So, like, you see this equity, and nobody knows. Nobody has a lick, including us, what they're talking about. Like, especially these general sports commentators on local radio. They're like, you know, Tiger's just getting $100 million. They're trying to outlive Liv. So people are talking about this, but as someone who's in the weeds on golf, like, I'm fatigued. I don't give a shit. The nuts and bolts of it are that Tiger's getting $100 million in equity. Allegedly, this is, I think, a James Corrigan report. Rory McIlroy, 50. Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, 30. Did we have any other hard figures? It would
vest
over
it.
4 and 8 years. Is that right?
Yeah, four and eight years. So okay. It's eight years. The other thing I saw that I just wanted to point out, they have $600 million that is set aside for future grants.
Okay. Miles
so,
Russell.
And it'll be $100 million each year starting in 2025. My question, what happens when 6 years is over?
There's a lot of things that seem like sticky and complicated.
Do you want Tyler Dennis's official quote on the matter? I think you'll like this.
I mean, I don't, but give it to
Tyler
me.
Dennis.
A lot of things I don't want.
Tyler Dennis, number two guy at the tour, was a rules official. Peyton Lines on the hazard lines 5 years ago. These are the qualified minds running this $1 billion sports league.
All right.
There's no other sports league in the world that has this significant number of their athletes as owners of their own sports organization. And we're really excited about it because ultimately we want to do what's right.
God.
Is that a good thing? Is it a good thing to have 200 owners?
Well, I mean, if you have 200 owners, you can't get a functioning scoreboard. What do you have? It seems like they need some strong centralized authority, if anything.
Do you think the players ever are going to care about the fans? No, they just care about, they're all short-sighted. Rory McIlroy had a quote that was taken completely out of context. It just shows how idiotic the general public is, where he sarcastically said, you know, what we've learned in the last few years is, you know.
Never enough.
Never enough.
I mean, I think people try to score some quick points about this being, you know, whatever it is, 50 to Rory or 100 to Tiger, paling in comparison to the, who knows, $400 million they could have gotten from Liv, or it's comparable to what, it's less than what Tyrrell, don't call me Tyrrell, Hatton got as a lump sum, maybe. That's not entirely how equity works, but yes, it's not a good deal in terms of money in the bank.
No,
that the Liv guys got.
And so. I think, like, the thing I would point back to and why these players should, you know, maybe care a little about fans is that, you know, with the growth of sports over the last two decades and value of sports, this equity could be worth a lot. It may never get to the live amount, but it could be worth more than the live amount if you make a great product. I don't think it ever will, but it could. And I think the thing that's you know, just disheartening is as a whole, it just seems like the players that are running the tour don't really care about making this thing come together and providing a quality product. And B, I don't think the tour has anybody that understands how to create a good fan product because they've lived in a culture of 30 years of make this for the players. Everything's geared towards the players. So, all right, I'm sorry for the negativity. This is why I didn't want to talk about it till after the walk-up music.
Well, that's why we leave people around to go out with the on a good note, happy note. We're going to do that and golf advice. To bring it back up with some positivity. I'll tell you what.
Positive Friday.
No matter whether I'm negative or positive in my head, I know I'm light and easy on my feet. I've got happy feet. I know that. Whether I'm negative up in the head, I'm happy down on my feet with my Echo LT1s on. These are great shoes, Andy. You get them from Echo.com.
These feel bad. You got the LT1s. I got the EVRs. And you know what EVRs
are? You were doing it
done?
As a bit.
He's ditched the EVRs for the LT1s. And you're wearing the EVR shoes.
They're great shoes. I don't want to say I was skeptical. I just didn't know what to expect when they came. Is this going to be my style? These are really adaptable. They're friendly friendly on the feet. That's for sure. Echo, they prioritize comfort, right? It's in their history. It's like they're radical about how, you know, testing and comfort, to the point of like, you know, they do the different sizing, things like that. And so this is like their primary focus is comfort and durability. Honestly, sometimes they're too durable, right? There's a problem. Like, do I need another pair? But usually the stat was like people who buy Echoes or whatever percent come back by a second pair because they love them so much. I will personally vouch for the LT1. I love the style. I love the comfort. I love that I feel like I could wear it and not look like a total chump as like a tennis shoe if I got caught like going from golf to something else, kids sporting event, whatever it is, wouldn't look like a total chump. That's not always the case with golf shoes. But it's been a really great shoe. I took it to Augusta, wore it after Ireland. It's been an awesome, awesome shoe. You can get them at echo.com. Their tour players, Henrik Stenson, Thomas Bjorn, EVR, Lydia Ko, Allison Lee, Freddie Schott, one of my favorites and notables, Freddie Schott. If they're good enough for Freddie Schott, they're good enough for me. But Echo.com, LT1, that's like their newest shoe. It comes also, you'll be happy to know, in Boa as well. You got for the weak knot boys out there, they have a Boa.
I should go to Boa. I'm a lace guy, even though I don't know how to tie them.
I think if you're an adult, you should be tying your shoes. Not
I can't retrain. Around. I can't retrain my fingers to tie differently. Try and tie a knot differently than you usually do.
Oh no! Yeah, no chance. Your brain is just a mush if you try to do that.
I am going to be a weak knot tier the rest of my life.
It's just the way it's going to be.
Are we doing walk up music now?
You want to do that? You want to get walk up music going?
Yeah,
we can do that. All right. We'll do Live Adelaide.
All right. So,
a little news.
As a reminder, years ago, maybe 5 years ago, they had walk up music for the Zurich. And since then, we've been doing walk up music.
Are you sure we don't? Are you sure they don't have it?
They don't have it anymore, I don't think. But anyways, these songs can apply to a team or an individual. It's not always to the team. It's sometimes to the individual. I've prepared a good number of them, a lot of them. I'm excited. I'm excited about this batch. I had quite a lot of fun last night putting this together. And I hope this doesn't turn people off, but I think that I've discovered a landmark audio quality improvement. It will not be playing through my iPhone this year. I think we've really stumbled across something. I don't know, inventive, and we're hoping that the product is better for you. But if it's worse, you just let us know, and next year we'll go back to the iPhone. So,
all right.
Now the Brendan has to just guess who this represents.
I guess from the team list here.
All of them are in the field. There's one that I couldn't help. I had to do outside the field, but we'll do that at the end. So all these are in the field. They're either teams or they are individuals. All right. We're starting it off here.
Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. Well, that's all right, because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
I can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like. And right
Lost.
Now.
Love the way you lie.
Who's what players recently lied to us, Brendan?
Who plays fast and loose with the truth?
Who's recently lied to us? Maybe at a major championship a couple of weeks ago was the star of an early week thing. He wasn't yelling at the fans. He was yelling at himself.
None other than the junior member of the Russ Cochran group. Who, like, the Forrest Gump of golf in 2024. He's just coming to the screen when every time we don't expect him. The Phoenix Open, the Masters, full swing, and now Russ Cochran watch. Our old friend, our good friend, Zach Johnson, just telling himself to F off, not the fans, upon prompting the hearing the Bronx cheer from across the way.
That is correct. Zach Johnson.
I deny it. If I was on tape, I deny it.
If I was on video, I'm not going to deny it, did it?
Certainly. Love the way you lie. Good one. Creative.
That was a Garrett Morrison suggestion. I gotta put that in there. All right. You can hear the music. I planned to test it. We're good. Today.
I can hear it. The quality's great.
All right. Next up.
Said to me,
how
she swore that it never would end.
Remember how she held me.
I remember how she held me, oh, so tight. Wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Against the wind, we were running against the wind. We were young and strong.
So underrated. Don't want to date myself. You know, every time he comes on, you can't help but be happy about that. Not that you go out of your way to listen. Who's against the wind? Somebody who has.
Who's running against the wind this week?
I don't have my fastball.
Come on. This song's about getting old.
Russ Cochran.
Yeah. The song's literally about getting old and running against the wind.
Dude, my brain, I can't make that. What is this, English lit? You want me to get into like the lyrics, the second and third meaning of the lyrics beyond what they say on their face? All right, Russ Cochran, Against the Wind. That's good.
I thought that was a good one.
I think that's a good one. I like the visual of him just sort of hobbling out to the first tee as that plays. The old war horse. All right.
All right. Up next.
Now we got no reason to get a big one. I want a big one. Give me a big
one. Now this is a little bit more. This is a little bit more conspicuous. This is more my fourth grade level of understanding. Please. Tell me, this is the young South African Aldridge Potgieter.
It's his team. It's Thurston Potgieter Lawrence. I looked him up. All Thurston right. is a big boy, too.
He is. Yeah. Yeah. He's got the. That's a great one.
I need a big boy with polar bear arms.
Who sings that?
It's SZN. I don't know if it's season or SZN.
Season. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I need a big boy.
Every breath you take.
Who? I'll be watching you. Alejandro Toasty.
You are
the rules officials. The police keeping it on. There we go. We're back, baby. All right. Yeah. Yep. Taking notes.
All right. Toasty boy is done. All right.
DJ.
Let's do. I had these in an order, but then I decided I had better order.
Okay.
But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've been here before? How am I gonna be an optimist about this? How am I gonna be an optimist about this? We were caught up and...
Alright, let me make sure. Okay, optimist. Optimist is the word I'm keying on.
It almost feels like we've been here before.
Maybe not then. Optimist had me thinking Peppy Peter, just the most bright-eyed guy out there.
You are incorrect. It is Rory McIlroy returning to the pack.
Oh,
returning to the policy board or whatever he's returning to, and all, you know, nothing's really happened since I left, so I'm coming back, and how am I going to be an optimist about coming back when nothing has happened?
And if you close your
eyes,
I've
been gone.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, that's a good one. That's creative.
That was a submission by John Nezekowitz.
All right,
I
like
give
that.
Some credit
that.
There.
Yep, right back where he started.
Right back where he started.
God. What's next?
Every girl crazy about it, shine past me.
Okay, Sharp Dressed Man. I'm going to guess everybody's favorite cover boy lately, Catnip Central, Catnip Keith.
You are
Cashmere.
Correct.
Cashmere / Catnip Keith.
I might interject that a Bedratty boy is the sharpest dressed man, but, you know.
Who would you go with for that?
I don't know.
Pat Who Cantlay?
Yeah, Pat Cantlay. He wears the same thing all the time. You're there.
All right. I'm there. I got good speeds right now.
That was me.
Yeah. Okay. The first one. All right.
I don't know.
You
maybe
might interject
Pat
to be Dratty Boy. Yeah. All right.
All right. Let's go to the next one here.
To meet him. I met him at the candy store.
Yes, we see.
That's when I fell for the leader of the pack.
Curveball.
My folks were always putting him down.
Curveball. You got me. You set me up with the play action on the candy store. I thought we were going Vincent Norman for the candy man at the first lyric. But then leader of the pack, it's got to be Patrick Cantlay, right?
Well, this
leader
is a misdirection. This is a complete misdirection. It's an irony. It's Peter Maldonado.
Oh, God. You got me. All right. Pepe Peter, leader of the pack.
All right.
Incredible.
Now, this one is a little bit, I wanted to give you a little bit of heads up. This is more about the band. Band name is Junior Junior. The band name's Junior Junior, and I've just picked their big hit.
Is that Ted Potter Jr.? That would be a wizard thing.
I cannot believe that we missed this on Wednesday's show. This might be the most amazing team ever created. You have Blaine Hale Jr. paired with Paul Haley II. Extraordinarily close last names.
I see that
now. One goes by Junior, one goes by the second.
Haley 2, Hale Junior. So when do you decide? I think we've talked about this with Tommy Fazio, the 2.
Yes.
If you're like a nephew, sometimes you might go by 2 as opposed to Junior. That's a great team name. That's cheeky, those 2. Junior.
Hale. And then Hale and Haley. I mean, they're
right,
so close.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So I had to go with this, the
junior,
band
Junior
Junior.
That's good. I like that.
All right. Up next, let's go with, we'll go with this one here.
Money. It's a gas.
Money, money, money. I think it's got to be the duo of Cantlay and Xander.
Oh, yeah. Nail on the head. I should have played this before the leader of the pack.
That's fine. Optimist had me at Pepe Peter. Multiple options for Pepe Peter for this podcast. It was the only podcast where Pepe Peter applies to everything. Heard a lot more, quite honestly, at the Masters. You know, Scuttlebutt Central. Just Cantlay and Xander and the Ryder Cup stuff just sounded quite like a lot of substance behind those rumors. Just looking for all the cash. You're good.
Yeah,
play
I agree. That's where the money on all aspects. They don't do. One of my good friends ran into Tom Fazio. I don't know if I ever told this story, and he told my friend Tom Fazio never does anything for a little bit of money. Xander Schauffele and Pat Cantlay never do anything for a little bit of money.
I just think the whole Ryder Cup stuff, like there was like the team circled the wagons there in the fallout of the loss. And as the months like get farther from that, we're going to hear a little bit more murmurs and mumbles about, they weren't all fighting the same fight. All right, continue.
All right.
Feel the same when I'm dressed up that important. They say I'm washed up, but you still be in love. If I'm on the way down, would you stick around when I'm off the wave? If they say I'm washed up, would this still be enough? If I'm back underground, would you stick around or forget my name?
Washed up?
Washed up.
This could be.
Would you still be in love? There's
a lot
of options. This is a team.
Okay.
So I tried to decide which team was the most washed up.
I don't want to be. I'm trying to be, nice about this. Can we go to Snedeker? Snedeker, Chaz. Snedeker, a peek under the hood at Sned. It's not been good.
No, it's been really bad. He was in discussion. I bailed him out because of Chaz Reavie's performance at the Pebble Beach US Open. where he was a couple bounces away from winning.
That was 5 years ago, for God's sakes.
Well, I'm just going to say I found someone that I think has done less in 5 years. They played actually pretty well today, which makes me, you know, worry that people are going to pop me for this.
O'Hare? Sean O'Hare?
No, I went Duffner, Kevin Chappell.
Oh. I mean, Chappell's been hurt. Duffner, yeah, not really a tour player anymore.
Maybe washed a little up.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Respectfully washed up.
Yes, respectfully, of course. With all due respect.
Major champion.
Yes.
All right. This had to get T-Swift in there. The title of this song is Exile.
Second, third, and hundredth chances, balancing on breaking branches, those eyes add insult to injury. I think I've seen this film before, and I didn't like the ending. I'm not your problem anymore, so who am I offending now? You are my crown, now I'm in exile seeing you out.
Who's exiled?
Who is exiled in that field list?
Who's exiled? Is it someone who's come back from Live? No. Is it the Piss Bear who got exiled from professional golf?
Come on, somebody else. Somebody else. He partnered with Ryan Palmer recently.
Oh, Zatch.
No, Scott Piercy.
Oh, listener submission. That's a good one. Exiled. I don't actually, you know, it would be best for his own sake if he was exiled. The problem is he's not exiled. He's got too many platforms.
Will Knight suggested any Outkast song.
We had someone suggest, apparently there was some sort of rendition of the Star Spangled Banner or something, but people who were serving time for January 6th, and this became a thing that hit playlists. I don't know. Someone suggested that for Piercy. Anyways, all right.
All right. We got two left. Two left, all right? Here's the next one.
Hey, this thing worked, but I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go.
So many ways.
'Cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow.
All right, so there's multiple ways we go. We go with the pace of play thing, or ordinary people could be a mules like Bill the Player type, Kelly Kraft, Kevin Tway, or like a Nate Lashley, ordinary
like
just
tour,
right? Oh, this is good. You got me. I'm going to go Mule Central with this one. Instead of pace of play, you might have got me. I'm going to say Jonathan Bird and Scott Gutschewski. Just completely ordinary. Completely ordinary.
I consider Bird for the washed up. I mean, that's he was bad. Deep in consideration, but I decided to go with a team. I thought he most qualified as squashed up.
Yeah, that's true.
I couldn't do
this?
It to Scott Gutschewski.
Yeah.
Put him in that. Because he's like, it's like a second year on tour. He could be reaching.
He's like 51,
he's
though.
Reaching
come
the
on.
Prime. He's reaching the high point of his career. He can't be washed up.
Sure.
So this
but
is
it's ordinary.
This, you were right early. It's Kelly Kraft
slow.
And Kevin Tway.
Okay. All right. I think that counts there. I mean, there's so many options.
Oh, there are.
Shreb Merritt.
Oh, that one. That was.
Holy crap.
Incredible team.
Sloan Teeter. I don't think I looked at this T-sheet close enough. Callum Tarrant and David Skins?
There's so many good ones. It's so good this year. I could have done 25 of these. All right. Last one. This is for somebody not in the field.
Not in the field. All right. What do you got?
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear, the camera's here, and the mic is...
Okay. Couple ways we can go with this. Is this for... Is it Tom Kim? Off the
international
full swing, calling him a global superstar.
When global,
it, you know,
international superstar Tom Kim.
Jupiter Lynx is Tom Kim. I should clarify. That's how he should be known as. Jupiter Lynx is own my team, the Jupe Lynx, Tom Kim. That's a good one. I like that. Superstar. Not playing team golf, but he's just priming himself for this Lynx season. Good. Another great edition of Walk Up Music, an annual a favorite of the listeners. Probably did better than I did. It scanned it. You know what? I had the T-sheet. I was like throwing myself off trying to scan the T-sheet. But
which one was your favorite?
I think I'm going to give the winner. The winner is just like, you know, always kind of scratches me where I itch. Big boy. I mean, that's always a good one, as you know. There's a big boy. Polar bear arms.
Incredible find. You know, I'm not gonna lie. I was just I was searching music about big boys.
Of course.
I'm kind of disappointed boys, you didn't get Cochran against the wind.
I need to dive deeper into the lyrics. I was thinking about somebody
running against the wind.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. Feels like, you know, well, never mind. I don't want to be ageist anymore. So, all right. Big boys.
Could have been sitting on the dock of the bay for that one, too. Watching the time go by.
There's plenty of options. Plenty of options.
As there are on your week.
A lot of options on your Bushnell Golf Pro 3X.
Do you think Cochran's
using Golf
Pro
X3 Plus? No. No. It's like, you know, your dad trying to connect to Bluetooth and use the remote or something like that. He doesn't need to be trying to use this, all the different gadgets. You know, the Bushnell Golf Pro X3 Plus is for, you know, he can't use it in competition, A. But when they're going around, maybe his caddy, his son might be helping him. With it, it was caddying for Eric Cole.
You
could
get
yours.
Would help? Who what? This would help?
What?
A player that's in the field who had comments about TPC Louisiana before. One Billy Horschel, one of our favorites. We got some inside info that the jacket, the white jacket that he won in Punta Cana, is going to a special place. There will be a shrine in the Horschel residence for the white jacket.
Maybe.
But,
who knows? We did get
this X3,
a lot of
this,
cultural clarification on what that's called.
The X3 Pro from Bushnell would really help Billy Horschel at TPC Louisiana. Years ago, he remarked that this course wasn't built for wind. It wasn't designed with wind in mind. You know what could help him navigate TPC Louisiana in the wind is the X3 Pro.
That's right. You connect it to your phone. You connect it to the Bushnell Golf mobile app. Calibrate the unit. You can get up to date wind data, wind speed. So you get the slope. You've got the locking slope switch. It's legal for tournament play when you can turn that off. You got the dual display, pin seeker with visual jolt, and you got 98.6% of PGA Tour players who use Bushnell. You can get yours at bushnellgolf.com. X3 Plus, the Bushnell Golf Pro. All right. Do we need to do the Bagel Boys? Live Adelaide. We got people mad we didn't talk enough about Live Adelaide on Wednesday.
It
we usually
even
do Live
start.
For Thursday show. Anyways, yeah. Can I just say, The High Flyers are a complete disaster, an embarrassment. You know, I mean,
their captain's like 54 years old.
It's interesting when you look at the age distribution of LIV. Like, Andy, I scoured the LIV like pre-tournament notes document, like scoured it, just read it like from start to finish.
You're a big fan of like LIV is Dirty Mike's writing, huh?
It's just interesting the age distribution of the field and how it's like this hip young thing, but they have like very few 20 to 29. Their whole fields are like they have more, you know, 40 to 49 than they do 20 to 29, and then a good chunk in the 30s. But I can't believe how bad the High Flyers are this year. And then you got the Bagel Boys, who are just zeros all the way across in the individual portion. Just a mess. Flyers.
I love that they give people zero, actually. It's great.
Yeah.
Make it clear.
It's amazing. It's amazing what they do. You're trying to get into it and understand any context. I don't know if it's helpful or not, but it's bad news for your guy Westy. Has been just a mess.
How about Mito Pereira?
High Flyers,
is a Bagel Boy.
Just complete High Flyers and Magic. Yeah. They've got Danny Lee, who's like just totally forgotten about, USAM winner at Pinehurst. I don't think they'll be celebrating him much there in a month. Andy Ogletree, who, you know, could have expected. Pereira, Westy, Swafford, and Kim, the two wild cards are zeros. Those are your Bagel Boys. On the team front, High Flyers, Ironheads are tied 12th at 2.33 points. It's kind of hard to have that few points, and they're I don't know. That's Adelaide. They're going right into it. Ripper GC, again, there was a quote in here, I want to say, from Cameron Smith. Here we go. I would go as far as to say, this is LIV Adelaide, this is the best event I've ever played. I think I'm probably biased a little bit being from Australia, but this is what LIV Golf is about. This is an individual who's won the Open Championship at the Old Course, said I would go as far as to say this is the best event I've ever played. Speaking of LIV Adelaide. And then you have Leishman. To have the home crowds like that, it was the highlight of my golfing career. This feels like just, you know, state, like they've got a gun to their head to say these quotes. I'm sure they enjoyed it and loved it, but that's the hyperbole. And if it was a tour player saying about the players, I would happily pop them for that too. But again, the hyperbole feels a little disingenuous to suggest that. But we will, I don't know, we'll keep tabs on LIV Adelaide. It's prime time, East Coast, 9:45, something like that. All right, I think that does it. Do we want to do any golf advice? I don't think we need to.
I think
that
does it.
The walk-up music counts as golf advice. I will say, I'm just doing one submission, not advice. It's from Kyle. First-time emailer. Just go out on a bit of stupidity on Friday. Every time the word chipmunk is brought up, the nickname, I think of a compressed air equipment sales rep I worked with about a decade ago. See the name below. He sends me a picture of his business card. This guy's name is Alton Monk. And on his business card, behind Alton, in parentheses, is Chip. And according on his business card, it says Chip Monk. And upon introducing himself, he, all caps, insisted on going by Chip. So his email even uses a C as the first initial to fully solidify the branding. His sales nickname worked because I still remember and think about it to this day. This was like a decade ago. He has a picture of the business card. As far as I know, he hasn't received any accidental Golf Digest top teacher awards or phone calls for private short game lessons. So a compressed air equipment sales rep. Looks like he's in the Schenectady area, the chipmunk. So that's how we've broken your brains out there. There's a guy insisting. His name's Alton, but they want him to wants people to call him Chip. All right, that does it for this Friday edition of the Shotgun Start. Enjoy your Zurich Classic. Keep an eye on Cochrane Watch. Keep an eye on, I guess, LIV Adelaide. And good luck to your Bears tonight with Caleb Williams. the ninth pick. What's your ideal situation at nine? Joe Alt, the tackle, or you want a wide out? What do you want?
I don't know. I think they probably should trade down. They don't have a lot of picks. Trade down, get another pick, high pick, and pick, you know, a guy. I think like the fans want Rome Odunze. That's who everybody wants, the wide receiver. But we got DJ Moore and Keenan Allen now. It's like kind of like, you know.
Yeah.
That being said, would be nice to have Rome Odunze too.
Hey, speaking of a guy, do you have any quibble with the $30 million to Spieth or Thomas as the equity distributor? 20 behind Rory. If reports are true.
I don't know.
It's hard to start putting worth on names, like numbers next to names like that. But
they're popular players.
Yeah. Yeah. Not just their
best
guy.
It seems like you're putting a lot of money in a couple players whose best golf might be past them. Well, who knows? I don't know.
I mean, Tiger.
Yeah. Yeah. 100 million to guy. It's like, I don't know. I think like that's the tough thing with the equity is like, is it lifetime achievement or is it, you know, who's going to be the most important person in 8 years when the equity vests? Like, mm-hmm. I have a hard time believing Tiger's going to be playing in 8 years.
Yep. Yep. All right. So. Everyone enjoy your Fridays. We'll be back with you. Have a great weekend. Thank you. We got a lot of positive feedback about Wednesday. Thank you for your continued support, listening to this podcast, giving us any amount of your time. It is appreciated. And we will be back with you Monday.